This is a sugya we could sit on for weeks. We will not, but we could sit weeks. We'll sit a few days today and tomorrow. That's days. We could, in theory, sit here for weeks working through the sugya. And the truth is, this is an extremely, extremely fundamental sugya. There's a lot of major yusaitis going on here in this sugya. We're going to try to see if we could touch on as many as we possibly can. Even though the sugya is like, if that's the way the Torah is, this is such a off-the-mark sugya, because the Gemara is like thinking that the kavanos lahazik is reason to pater. Ain't kavanos lahazik reason to be chayiv. And what shaychus? So we saw last time, when was last time we were together? Sunday, today's Tuesday. We saw Sunday what appears to be machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi doesn't seem to have a havamina. Bal korchoch, Rashi says, hachim mefarish. Afterwards, Rav Moshe found that Rav Nachum also learned in Rashi that there's no havamina over here. Tosfos does establish a havamina, some sort of havamina. It's ke'ein oynes. And we explained that maybe this machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos, perhaps the machlokes how to understand b'chlal, why am I chayav for my behema being mazik? Is it because of Pshi and the Shmir or Mamana Mazik? Some would suggest it's the opposite of what we've been saying up until now. We were saying it's Dafka, exactly Lishitasam, the way we would have expected it to be. Al Kopane, that's what the Gemara turns and says, V'lav kal v'choymerhu. According to Rashi, the Gemara is pouncing. I think that's the dik that Rav Nachum means. Is that correct? That Rashi says, Ula hachi parch v'lav kal v'choymerhu. It's like right away, doesn't give you a second to breathe. You can't even breathe for a second. A person to think that this is a real havamina, because it's not. I'm out of pen, is what you say. Until you don't have a pen? Vilav kal v'chomerhu. Anyone have a writing instrument for Tully? Ezok the Gemara. Which we explain according to Rashi doesn't need an explanation, because it's like, no, duh, hello, if anything the other way around. But according to Tosfos, we explain the Gemara is changing focus. Don't focus on the Bailam, focus on the Behema. Mitzad the Behema, Avada, there's a Chumra that it's Kavanos Lahazik. Answers the Gemara, Itzrich. I would have thought it's like Evdom, Lav Afagab, the Kavanos Lahazik. Even though it's kavanas lahazik, it's still pater. Over here also, I think it's dumb. Evra amah when they're mazik, they are kavanas lahazik and still they're pater. So the Gemara Ravashi otu evra amah lav timer rabba ispu doesn't have a timer rabba. Shemi akn tena rabba yelach liaglik dishes shachaver mitzvah mechayves rabba meyamana bechol yoyim. So you can't compare it to evra amah. Evra amah has its own timer rabba, its own big reason. I know why the Gemara calls it Taima Rabba. It's like, whoa, this is a big reason. Lav, it wouldn't have been enough to just say Lav Taima Ispahu. Taima Rabba. This is a big reason. Okay. So where is this din from of Evd V'Amah Bechlal? Seems to be Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, Itzrech Lemichtav Keren Afilachi Pturin. Says Rashi, Keremir Meperek HaChoyvel. David V'Isha P'giyasan Ra. HaChoyvel B'hem Chayiv. Hein Shechavlu B'Acherin. Turim. So Rashi says the rise from the Mishnah Daf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. Let's all, Rabbi Say, turn our Gemaras to Daf Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. And there's a Mishnah there. And Rashi uses that Mishnah as the Makar. What does it say in the Mishnah? Ha'evid v'ha'isha. The Mishnah is on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. It's around 10 lines up from the bottom. Eved va'isha b'giyasan ra hachayvo behen chayiv v'heim shachavu b'acherim p'turim. The b'giyasan ra means bad thing to start up with them. You're in bad company if you end up scuffling with Eved and Isha. Why? Hachayvo behen chayiv. If you hurt them, you're chayiv. V'heim shachavu b'acherim p'turim. If they hurt you, you're pata. So you're going to lose either way. Either way, if you win the fight, you're gonna have to pay them, and if they win the fight, then they're potter. So no reason fighting with Evan and Isha. Avol mashal malachar zman, but they pay after later. They're gonna pay you. When's that? Nizgarsha Isha and Shtachar Evan chayvim mashalin. What did you say?
La'asid lavoi.
La'asid lavoi.
They're gonna pay like later.
Lachar zman. Nisgasha isha, nishtachar eben, chayovim l'shalim. If they get divorced or they get freed, so let's get clear. Why in the Mishnah are they potter? It says pretty clearly why they're potter. What's the reason?
It's not the Baal's chiv.
No, it's not the Baal's chiv. It's actually the exact opposite of what Tuli just said. Because it was the Baal's chiv, so then why would after they get divorced would they be chayiv? It's the Baal's chiv.
They don't have any money.
They don't have any money. What happens if they get divorced? Now they have, she has no money. It could be machayver. In other words, it's a stay as long as she is married. He is an eved. Therefore, we push off because they don't have what to pay with. So,
she got matana recently. It's her money to pay the Baal. Would that pay that?
Everything is going to be meshubit to the Baal. In other words, almanash in the rabbi reshus boy. In that case, well, it would be something like that. Yeah, but kipshuta, all of her money, she doesn't have. Rishasan. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good child. Good child. We might talk about it a little bit. What? Maybe it's a low plug. If it's deraisa derabanan, maybe. What Chaim David wants to medayik is lashon of pturim. It says over here, eved v'isha heim shechav l'achirim pturim. It doesn't say in la malashalim. It says pater. We sounds like we pater them for some reason, which is not doesn't really go with the rest of the mission. We'll see. We're going to get to this, Rabbi. So I'm asking good questions.
Oh,
good. We're asking good questions because it doesn't seem like they're really pater. Because later on they're going to be chayv. We'll see. We'll talk about it.
The Baal can't pay with the peiros she came in the marriage.
He doesn't want to, because then he loses his peiros, right? Well, he doesn't want to. So that's where Rashi says is our makor from over there. Toisvis doesn't like this makor for Rashi. The top Tois mirave ev v'ama says Toisvis loike pirush Rashi mishum detnan ba'achoyvel eved v'am pikasim rodim kein havelay leminkat eved v'isha. Our Gemara should have said eved. What does it say in the Mishnah? What's the lashon of the language of the Mishnah over there? Eved v'isha pikasim ra. If we're coming off of that Mishnah over there, then also our Gemara should use the same language. Eved v'isha. Elam afarish rabbeinu tam denokat eved ve'ama mishum dekoya masnisam besoit meseches yodayim v'taima mishum shemi yakin tena rabba de besamach mefurish hasam. So it's coming off of yodayim. If we gave out the Maram HaKoymas on the back that has meseches yodayim, and I don't have one on. Oh, I do have one over here. Oimrim tzdukim koyblim anu aleichem prushim. The tzdukim said, we have tainas on you. So there's a debate going on between the Tzdukim and between the Yidden. The Tzdukim come up with their logic. Now, not necessarily is their logic going to be 100% fluid. It could be warped. Why? Because the Tzdukim are warped. They're warped people, right? But this was their logic. And the Chachom answered back, Amru they counted, Amru lehem loy. Im amartim shoy v'chamari, she'enu behem das, toim ba'avdi v'amosi, she'esh behem das, she'em akniteim, yeluch v'yad l'kdisha shel acher, v'yechayv l'shalem. It can't be. I'm potter on shoy on avdi v'amosi. This is the Mishnah in Yodayim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, and that's the Mishnah that Tosfos says is the Makar. And it's more meduyik because the Gemara says lashon of eved v'ama. The Mishnah Yadayim says a lashon of eved v'ama. What is the Mishnah later on that Rashi brings? Pei Zayin Omer Aleph. Eved v'isha. I'm not. So that's machlokes on the mafarshim over there. What does it mean? Inichai behem b'mitzvus. That's why it's kind of, I was saying that you have to know how much to take seriously, credible their taina, the tzdukim. Like how serious do we have to reckon with the tzdukim's taina? Which we'll see might be part of the answer over here.
These are our mitzvahs that you have for...
Oh, they asked that question. The first one asked that question. A good head you have. Okay. The first one asked that question. I go upon him like this. This is machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And there's problems with Rashi, and there's problems with Tosfos. The problem with Rashi, aside for Tosis is Kasha, Tosis is making a dinik. But L'chayra, the Tosis HaRosh asks, I would say, a more compelling question. Because with a dinik, you could say, okay, the Lashon Lavdavka, I don't know, I'll try to work it out. But Tosis HaRosh asks a question to Pirush Rashi, which is as follows. Basically, in our Gemara, we're trying to make the Ever Chayiv, or we're trying to make the Adon Chayiv?
In our Gemara, who are we trying to make chayiv? The Eved or the Adon? It's clear in our Gemara, we're trying to make the Adon chayiv. How do I see it clear in our Gemara trying to make the Adon chayiv? From the answer of the Gemara. The Gemara says, I mean, from the flow of the Gemara, but from the answer of the Gemara, it's clear. Gemara says, "Time a rabbi is paid." Shema, yaknitena rabbi yach yagdish gdisha chaver mitzvah mechayev. It says, "Rabbi, may amana bechol yod." Who is that Gemara talking about being mechayev? The rabbi or the eved? Rabbi, if we come to mechayev the eved, so then the svar of the Gemara doesn't make sense. You get angry at the adon, and the adon will have to pay. No, we won't. We're trying to mechayev the eved to pay. Elamai, what's our Gemara clearly talking about? Who are we trying to mechayev? The adon. The Mishnah on Pei Zayin that Rashi brought. What's that talking about, that Mishnah? We're talking about who being Chayiv? The Eved. What Shaychus? What Shaychus? That's the Toysa Rosh's Kash. Let's see it inside. Okay? Says the Toysa Rosh. The Pirish Rashi. Tell you, okay?
Isn't the answer why we have to be Mechayiv the Eved?
The Gemara's discussion is, can we be mechayev the adon for the eved stuff? That's the Gemara's question. Which means that the adon is pater for the eved v'amah's things. Says the Gemara, of course the adon is pater, but when we discussed midah eved v'amah, we meant that the adon is pater for the eved's things. Says the Gemara, eved v'amah, it's time of rabba, that's why he's pater. That's why the adon is pater. So when we discussed eved v'amah, we're talking about, is the adon chayev for the eved v'amah or not? So how could Rashi bring a Mishnah which is talking about the Eved? This is the Tosfos Rashi's Kasha. Let's see it inside. Eved V'amah Pirush Rashi Zal. It's in the second Ma'ar Malkum. Shabirush Mishnah Tana Ma'achoy V'Kasha D'Hasam L'Ma'ir She'Petur Ha'Adoin Ela Eved Pater She'in Omar L'Shalem V'Neshtachar Chayiv Ava Masisim D'Yadayim Nichad U'Ma'ir B'Petur Ha'Adoin. So the Tosfos Rashi asks another question on Rashi. A compelling question on Rashi, which is Rashi, the Makar doesn't even tell you anything. That's his kasha. On Tosfos, there's also a compelling question, which is Tosfos says Tosfos, the Makar says the Mishnah Yodayim. I can tell you why Rashi might not like the Mishnah Yodayim, because if we already know the Mishnah Yodayim, what is it? What? What's the Hava meaning? Like Eved Vama? Gemara says Taima Rabba. The same Mishnah. It's that Mishnah, right? The Mishnah Yodayim that is our mocker for our question is the same Mishnah which is our mocker for our answer. So, like, that's just not smooth. Like, Eved Vama's Pater, yeah, did you look in the Mishnah? Oh, the Mishnah says the reason. So, what in the world? What's going on over here? So Tosfos also not, so Tosfos himself kind of discusses this question in the next Tosfos. Let's try to figure out Pshat for Rashi for a moment. What's Pshat in Rashi? You could say two Pshatim. The Magia on the Sefer Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, I don't know if it's Rabbi Yaakov Moshe himself or his son. The Magia on the Sefer Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shurkin suggests the following Teretz, and I'm sure that the people say this Teretz. Is that in a Chanami, the Mishnah is referring to, the Mishnah Pei Zayin, is referring to the Eved being Chayef. But there's a diuk in the Mishnah that the Adon is also not chayiv. What's the diuk in the Mishnah? It says pigiyasan ra. What does pigiyasan ra mean? You're going to lose either way. Why am I going to lose either way? Maybe the Eved's going to be cutter, but the Adon will pay me.
Then why is it pigiyasan ra?
Exactly my question. Then why is it pigiyasan ra? What can I deduce, my dear? What can I deduce from the Mishnah? Not only is the Eved Potter, so is the Adon. In a Chanami, the focus of the Mishnah is the Adon. Listen, don't start up with the Eved. I mean, don't start with the Eved because he's going to be Potter. He'll pay you later, but he's going to be Potter now. But I. What?
You're eventually getting paid.
What do you mean?
When he gets out.
If he gets out. He could never get out. I want to tell you something. You're not allowed to shachar and eved. Usually eved don't get out. And women don't usually get divorced either. Right? So bad idea to start up with them. But then I'm getting paid by the adon, no problem. The adon's gotta have a lot of money. Worst comes to worst, he doesn't have a lot of money, he'll give me his slave. That would be ironic. But if I'm getting money from the adon, why is it called Piyasan Ra? Is the Chalaya? And we could say, that it, from the diuk, Rashi learns that the adon is pater. It's not so mashma that way in Rashi. It's mashma that it's more like be'etzem, but maybe we could perhaps suggest that pshat in Rashi. I would like to say something else, say a different pshat in Rashi. Let's look at the next Rashi. Says Rashi, Lav taima rabbe ispuhu. I would say, help me out with this Rashi. Okay? Very carefully. Very carefully. We're reading every word. Lav taima rabbe ispuhu. Di'im echayiv islei. Kol shosh yachisenu rabbo yeluch viadlik gdisho shel chaveiroi. G'day lechayiv es rabbi. Okay? I'm going to read the middle of the Rashi. Kol shosh yachisenu rabbo. What does kol shosh yachisenu rabbo mean? Whenever his rav, his master, angers him, who's him? The Eved. Yelech viyadlik gdisha shel chaveroi. He will go and light. Who's he? The Eved. And light the gdisha shel chaveroi. Kdei lechayves rabbi, in order to... Lechayves ata. Okay. So who's the focus of our Rashi? The Eved. If the Adon gets him angry, who's him? Eved. He's gonna go, who's him? Eved. Okay, so let's start the beginning of Rashi. Time Rabbi Slay, di imachayvis lay. Kol shoshia. What does imachayvis lay mean? Machayv who? Well, I thought you said we're talking about the Eved in this Rashi. I'm gonna read the Rashi. Let's read the whole Rashi. Let's read the whole Rashi and tell me how this flows, okay? Love time Rabbi Slay, di imachayvis lay. Kol shosh yachisenu rabbi yelech viad lekedisha shel chaveru kedei lechayves rabbi. So I want you to read the Rashi without being intelligent. Read the Rashi and just tell me what the Rashi seems to say with you without trying to understand what the Rashi means. What is Rashi saying? Imechayves lei. Sounds like who? The Eved. Sounds like the Eved. Right. 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 If you just read the Rashi without knowing that we're not trying to talk about that's what it sounds like. And this is a Peladik Rashi. What? Okay, we're going to see. We're going to get there. First, I want to know, what state Rabbi said? This diuk is not my own diuk. This diuk I heard from one of the Ramim in Yeshiva Torres Chaim. His name is Rabbi Avram Shor, my brother-in-law, made this diuk. Okay, the pshat is my own, the diuk is his. What's Dr. Rashi? What is Rashi saying? The mechayev is lay. Kol shosh yachisenu rabba yelach ve'al gdish shachavir ki lechayev. So you're doing what Avi wanted to do, but that's not the way that the Olam is reading the Rashi. It doesn't read. Okay, I'm going to say pshat. I'm about to tell you pshat. You ready? I'm going to tell you pshat. Perhaps the pshat is this close. So Tuli's starting off over here, but what's the pshat b'chlal your chayev on your eved and your ama? This is a raging machlekes achroinim. We gave it out the second Maram HaKlemes. The Chazanish, on one hand, the Granat, on the other, the Yosef Engel. Let's see what the Chazanish says. Says the Chazanish, Umashma besugya, the besvari yesh l'chayv esrav, Afal eish ubor shel avdoi. Shrei eved chai b'chol dinim shebetoyev in mishtachar be'emes chai v'hu ba'atzum l'shalim. El hash lesle l'shalim. It sounds like the adon should be chayiv on the eved's eish. Why is the adon chayiv on the eved's eish? What's the din of being chayiv on your eved? I'm chayiv on my shor. I know that. I'm chayiv on my bor. Chayiv on my eish. Am I chayiv on my eved? Or my Eved's Eish? From where? Where the Chiyuv come from? Who said? This is going to be a big machlekes. Says the Chazon Ish. Kimon da Adam, hu agoyrem she'ein loy. Meaning that the Adon is the cause why the Eved can't pay. Why can't the Eved pay right now? Because and why doesn't he have anything? Because of his master. Va'adon zoycha by k'mon she'zoycha b'shar me'moynoy. What does it mean? I'm going to use another word, a loose term. He's an Arev. What does it mean, an Arev? In order of his, listen, I'm going to take responsibility for this guy. He damages, I'll pay. You're an automatic Arev. Why you become an automatic Arev? The only reason he can't pay is because of you. So you're achroi ba'ad nizok of his nezek.
You're not chayev. You're just responsible.
Oh, in other words, am I chayev for my Eved's damage? No. I'm not chayev for my Eved's damage. My Eved's chayev for my Eved's damage. But I'm like, responsible, or I'm like an Arev, a guarantor that I'm going to pay for him. That's the way the Chazon Ish learns. Okay, so come to Chois Lefi the Chazon Ish. How do we make the Adoin Pater? There's two ways to make the Adoin Pater. One way to make the Adoin Pater is to say you're not responsible for what your Eved does. There's another way of making the Adoin Pater. How else could you make the Adoin Pater? If the Eved's Pater. If the Eved's Pater is the Adon Pater? Sure.
Is there ever a case where the Adon will be Chayv?
We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Maybe, maybe not. If the Eved's Pater, the Adon's Pater. Why? Why? Because the only reason I'm Chayv is because I have to pick up your Chayv. It's not my Chayv, it's your Chayv. So if you don't have a Chayv, I have nothing to pick up. I'm like an Arev on your Chayv. I'm a chroy for your nezakin, but if you're pot on your nezakin, I'm also going to be pot on your nezakin. So maybe Rashi learns v'shteit in the Gemara is Shemi Achisen Rabbi is the pshat. The Eved is putter. Why is the Eved putter? Because we don't want, if the Eved's chayv, the other one's going to be chayv. We don't want the other to be chayv. If we make the Eved chayv, the Eved putter. And now it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Who says that every time you're chayiv, that the other is going to be chayiv automatically?
That's Chazon
Ish. That's the only way you're chayiv?
What? No, whenever you're chayiv and you can't pay, the other is going to have to pay. So Memela, let's go back to Mishnah Pei Zayin. What's state in the Mishnah Pei Zayin? Eved, the Isha, says the Mishnah, Pturin. They're putter, because they don't have money. They're putter? Are they really potter, or they just don't have money to pay right now? If they don't have money to pay right now, so then they're really chayiv. Just and the harayiv, they have to pay later. No, what we're saying now is Eved ve'ama evisha, they're potter. What's the ptur that they have? Because if we're machayiv them, then the husband's going to have to pay. Or the husband's going to have to pay. So we have to potter them lisman until they're in the shtachar, they're potter. And then they become chayiv later. Might be tikkun midrabanan. We'll see. How does that work exactly? Maybe. But look in Rashi. Now Rashi be'os is very gishma. If you look in Peturim, says Rashi. Lav tar rabispu di mechayiv islei. If you're mechayiv the eved, kol shoshi achisen rabbi yelach viyad lekedishoy shel chaveru kedei lechayiv es rabbi. Mechayiv him. He's going to be mechayiv his rav. Mechayiv him, it's going to be Mechayiv his Rav. In a Chanami, we're talking about Mechayiv his Lay. Mechayiv the Eved, we have to stall the Chiv on the Eved. We have to freeze the Chiv on the Eved, because if the Eved becomes Chayiv, what's going to happen? His master's going to become Chayiv.
But his master's not going to be Chayiv, he's going to be responsible. It's different.
And I don't say it, but he's going to have to pay. That's what it means. That's what it means. Make him pay. At the end of the day, he's going to have Chayiv to pay. He's going to be obligated to pay. That's what the Chazon Ish learns. He's saying it's not really a chiyuv, it's just that it's a borrowed chiyuv. And a chanami. That's what the chazon Ish. Perhaps in Tosfos we could learn differently. Oh, let's see. The Gilyoni Ashas. Who's Rabbi Yosef Engel? He brings down from the Tshuvas Tashbetz. Tshuvas Tashbetz asks a question, and he says, if a wife does damage, so is the husband chayev to pay? Says the Tashbetz, you're potter. Why? Because if a husband's going to have to pay for his wife's damage, Shema Yakni Tenu Balo. The same way that the Mishnah Yadayim says Shemi Akni Tena, Rabbi, Shemiach Nitano, Baloi. Same type of thing.
Maybe that's something an Eved did. Who says to a part of it?
Because it's the same Svara.
Svara is because the Eved doesn't usually like the Rabbis.
I hear. I guess. I guess. I hear. That's what the Tashbait says. The Gilead Hashem has a bigger problem. He says, why in the world would you think that a husband is chayef for his wife's damage? She's a person. Hold on a second. Before she's married, she does damage. Is she chayef? Of course. She's her own person. Does he own her? Does a husband own his wife? Ladies and gentlemen, I have some news for you. Ein isha memoina shel baal. A husband does not own his wife. If anything, it's usually the other way around. But for sure not. Just be prepared for that. Ein isha memoina shel baal. You don't own your wife. An eved you own. I have a question for you. Can you sell your eved? Yeah, you can sell your eved. Can you sell your wife? No.
You
can't do that.
You get all their property. You
do not own her. You don't own her goof. So then,
Eved, you own the goof?
Yes. You could sell the goof from the Eved. There's a slave market. I could sell my slave. I can't sell my wife. So, Frekta Gileana Shas, why should you think you should be chayiv for your wife's damage? Mechatesi, you should be chayiv. I understand Ashar. Why are you chayiv on Ashar? You own it. I understand why you chayv on your chamor. I understand why you chayv on your eved. You own your eved. You have a kinyan bailus momentus. Ein isha memoina shel baal, lashon the rishonim. In the beginning of the gittin. So Rabbi Yisai, let's get clear. According to the Chazon Ish, is this kasha shver? Not at all. Because why are you chayv when your wife does damage?
You're obstructing.
Wow, that was nice. Her ability to pay. So therefore, you become the orei, not because you own her. You're just an orei. It's her chayv. I'm just going to take her chayv. So why don't I take her chayv? Because she can make you chayv up the kazoo. The Gilyon HaShas is learning differently than the Chazon Ish. Gilyon HaShas is learning the chayv is mitzad memoinoi. In Ochanami, Tosis doesn't bring the Mishnah over there of Eved v'Isha. Tosis brings the Mishnah of Eved v'Ama. Maybe that's a different Machayev. There the Machayev is mitzad the fact that your Momoin was Mazik. My Momoin is Mazik, I'm going to be Chayev. We have two different ways of understanding. If you look, Rabbi Naftali in the Granat seems to learn like the Tashbetz, or let me say better, it seems to learn like the Gilyon HaShas. And he asks a question. What happens if your Shar makes a bar? Your Shar makes a bar. Are you Chayiv on your Shar's bar? You're not. Plus it says, Ish bar veloy Shar bar. You're chayv if you make a bar, not if your shar makes a bar. Ish bar veloy shar bar. What happens if your shar starts a fire? Okay, how did it happen? It happened. Are you chayv? No. You're chayv on your own ish, not on your shar's ish. So Frekta Rav Naftali, so why am I chayv if my eved makes a fire? What does it say? How's your eved going to do the damage? It's really a question just on a detail. Sheme yelech v'yadlik g'dishay shel chaveru. Who's going to go do that? Your eved. Why am I chayv on my eved's lighting a fire? I'm not chayv if my shor lights a fire. So Rabbi Yisai, if you go like we said from the Chazon Ish, is it shver? No, because I'm not chayv mikoyach myself. He's chayv. He lit the fire. I'm just taking over his chayv. Okay, I can understand that. But if you go to the vort is, like the Gilyon HaShas suggested, that now it's mitzad memoinoi. Because you own your eved the same way you own your shor. Are you chayv when your mumen creates an esh? No. So my chayv when my eved creates an esh also? No. Should be pater. Dachsuch mira teretz to the Gilyon, to the Granat's kasha. I think maybe it's Rabbi Shmueli. I'm not sure. Maybe it's my own. It's in my head. Sometimes things are so good, I automatically assume it's Rabbi Shmueli. Maybe it is. I don't know. The teretz is maybe pasha. When the pasuk says, only if an ish makes a bar and not a shor makes a bar. What's the problem? Why is my not chayiv when my shor makes a bar? Because I'm not responsible for second-hand bar, or because my shor doesn't, the bar that's created by a shor is like, that's not a bar. It's not a bar b'chlal. If a man makes a bar, it's a bar. If a shor makes a bar, it's an accident. If a man starts a fire, it's a fire. If a shor starts a fire, it's an accident. Because das. But what happens if my shor has das? For example, what would be a shor that has das? An evet. An evet is mamoinoi shel baal, but it has das. Would I be chayiv on the bar of my evet? Maybe yes. Would I be chayiv of the esh of my evet? Maybe yes. Because the bar is a bar. Abaisai. Oh, we have to end. Before we end, I'd like to share with you a tour. And the tour is where things get even more confusing. If you're not confused, you shouldn't be, but now you will be. Let's see the tour. The tour in Hilchas Nizkei Mamon Simin Shin Peites. Says the tour. Keshem She'aser, the Adam. Shiyazik is chaveroi. You're not allowed to mimazik your friend yourself. Vim hizik chayv l'shalim kach tzoch lishmor memoyna shalo yazik. Your mom also can be masik. Vim hizik chayv l'shalim. Lo yishna yesh lo ruachayim. Lo yishna em ruachayim. Yish buruachayim behem achayv oif. Em buruachayim kogon bor ve'esh v'tosem bavad shalo yeh ben bedas. Aval eved, shiyesh no ben das, yesh no das. Ein rabo chayv al nezok. When I read this tour, read it in the context of what we just said. Do you think the tour is learning that the chiv is mitzad mamon amazik, or the chiv is mitzad, I have to pay for his damages? Let's read it again. He says, just like you can't damage, also your mamon can't damage. If you have mamon that has ruach chaim, you're not allowed to damage. You have mamon that's ein ruach chaim, you're not allowed to damage. But if it has das, it's not your problem. What'd you say?
Because you have damage.
Dimin in mamon hamazik. Why do you say that?
No, he says just like you did. It's that kind of thing. That's the same kind as chayv to guard his mamon from damaging.
Right.
Meaning just like when you damage, it's us if you damage, you are chayv. And there's a chayv on you, so just when your stuff damages, there's a chayv on you.
Okay, there's a chayv on you, but not because I'm responsible for his chayv, because I have to stop my animal from damaging. So when it comes to Eved, I have to stop my Eved from being Mazik. It sounds like he's doing Mamon HaMazik here. He starts off and says, listen, you're not out of damage, your Mamon's not out of damage, but your Eved, that's not your problem. It sounds like he's saying, Mitzad, that the Eved is part of my Mamon, it's a chelik of my Mamon. So on my Mamon that doesn't have Ruach Chaim, I'm Chayiv. On my Mamon that has Ruach Chaim, I'm Chayiv. But on my mamon that has das, I'm not chayiv. It sounds like it's discussing mamon hamazik. But then if you look at the next tour in Hilchos Geneva, the tour says, Eved shegonav machzirin hakeren labailum. Eved that steals, you return the keren to the owners. Yemubed. V'keifel. Einloi. Deinloi mishalo malashalim. The Eved can't pay keifel, he doesn't have any money. V'gam ein bailov chayiv l'shalem bishviloi. What does that mean? The owner doesn't have to pay. What does bishvilo mean?
For him.
V'lo shar kol dov shemazik. Kibushim en das ba'al miyochol l'shalem. In a bailov chayiv l'shalem bishviloi. Now what are we talking about the bailov paying over here? What's the discussion over here that the bailov paying?
For his chiyuv.
What chiyuv? Let's see it again. Eved shegonav machzir nakeren lebailim imuben. V'keifel einloi deinlo mishalom al shalim. V'gam ein bailov chayv l'shalim b'shviloi. To pay what? Keifel. Have you ever heard in your life of a owner paying keifel if his animal steals? You have to pay keifel if your animal steals. Really? There's a discussion about paying keifel if your animal steals. Such a thing? Okay, so why in the world would we think that the other has to pay kefel if his Eved steals? I have to pay kefel? I have to pay damages, Mela. Just like Shor. The Rambam started the Torah in the beginning. If your mamon is mazik, you're chayiv. your shor, your evan, we could be in, we could put in the same group, maybe. It sounds like over here, Torah's saying something else. No. Adin, you have to pay because he's chayv. He stole. He has to pay kefal. He doesn't have money. Ain lo malashalim. So who should have to pay now? You should have to pay bishviloi. That's now. The language is the Chazanish's language. So it seems to be a stira in the door. What's the vart that the oven should be chayv and his potter? But that we will continue Beis Hashem and hopefully discuss the Tosfos tomorrow. Thank you.